Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our ritual. We connect in this manner using the internet, this podcast, you and me, two like-minded people who have this passion, this love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, looking good, feeling good. But most importantly, we have this passion to improve ourselves, to find ways to become a better version of ourselves. When the world isn't treating us the way that we want, or things aren't going our way, we look inward. How can we be more influential to influence other people in the world to help us get what we want by helping them get what they want? We work on ourselves, our deficiencies, self-improvement. We increase our personal power, right? We look inward to develop ourselves on our way to a better overall quality of life so we get more options, whatever that is for us, more connection, more money, more things, a better business, better body, whatever it is to you, whatever those options that you want to actually take advantage of. I mean, that's up to you based on your values, what's most important to you. The most important thing is you, and you know this, you got to become the best version of you possible. You have to use all of your talents, your abilities, efficiently use all the resources that are available to you so those options are available to you. You want as many options as humanly possible, and you can execute the ones that you want. All right, so that's what this podcast is about. Hey, I just want to tell you, this is a safe place for you to come every single day. I know there's this big world, so many people. If you really think about it, you go through your day and there's people at work, there's people at the gym, there's people on the road when you're driving, at the coffee shop, at lunch. Yet there's so much width, so much variety, so many people in your life. But how many do you really connect with? And what is the depth of those relationships? And with social media, you have all these friends, so to speak, on Facebook or on the message boards. It even adds to all these people in your life, right? Seems like there's so many people out there. Yet, this is a time where actual connection, that depth, you know, the spice of life, even with all these people available to us, deep, meaningful connection becomes more and more scarce. And so using this podcast, I just want you to know, here's a guy who's just like you, goes through life, has the same struggles. Maybe I'm ahead, found a way to get through some of those struggles, and maybe I can help you by some of the things that I say, some of my stories. Hell, maybe you, through your comments, your feedback, you can help me get through my challenges, all right? We're two like-minded people connecting this way, so keep it up. Here we are at the beginning of a new week. What do you have planned for this week? Did you write any goals down? Is there one thing that you want to accomplish? And I'm going to remind you of those things. A lot of times, maybe you haven't put thought into it, but as you make this a ritual, I'll just plant that seed in your mind. Whether or not you actually have something or not, it's being put into your consciousness, and you'll start developing those habits. Those are the things that we all need to do and that we all can take to a higher level. Did you listen to yesterday's podcast? I talked about, hey, what if we, as we make this a ritual, what if we were to find something else in our life that if we just dedicated a half hour of focus, we paid attention to it, and we did that right after we listened to this podcast every single day. Again, whether it's actually writing something down and working on it, or you know, passively reading something, or looking through the internet, whatever it takes just to remind ourselves every single day, that's something in our life that we want to take to a new level, that we want to increase our level of expertise. We want to master that area of our lives. Did you pick one thing out? And did you do it after yesterday's podcast? So for me, I said, I got to become a better writer. I mean, I've got all this material that I know can help you and other people. podcasts, Mass Machine Nutrition, supplements, all these great products that I put my heart and soul into. And I think you can tell that by, you know, listening to these 29 podcasts, that I'm a really passionate person, really determined to use the most of my abilities. And at the same time, using the internet, using all of my talents and my skills and the resources that are available to me, how can I get my message out to more people? And so I decided it's improving my writing skills, right? My art of communicating, what a tremendous value I provide, what a great source of information and inspiration I am, but I have to be able to communicate it through more effective writing. And so that's what I'm going to dedicate to. Now, if you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast, I talk about how, you know, we had done 28 podcasts. What if I decided to focus on something for a half an hour after every podcast? All right. And I want you to do the same thing. What if you were to focus on something for a half an hour after 28 podcasts? Right. You'd have 14 hours in. And so I'm reminding you, before we know it, we're going to be at podcast 100. So if you started, let's just say today, right? So you have 70 more podcasts, half an hour, just consistently, a little bit every single day, you're going to have 35 hours more time put into what it is you say you want to master. So did you do that? I want you to put your comments below what that is that you identify that you want to improve upon. Write it down, right? Send me an email, skip@skipplecore.com. And it's not so much for me to approve or validate what it is you want. It's just for the discipline of taking some kind of action. And I'll remind you of it from time to time. And I want you to ask me, hey, Skip, are you following through? Let's really make some good use out of this podcast. Help each other take our lives to the next level. How's that sound? So I was I just read this book, and it's called The Checklist Manifesto by Atul Gawande. All right. Checklist Manifesto. You would want to check that out on Amazon.com, probably get the Kindle version. Before, you know, I even talk about this book, The Checklist Manifesto, let me just tell you that about a month ago, I went to this fitness business seminar, all right? And it was a three-day seminar, and it probably cost me about $7,000 plus my time and travel. And I thought about that, and so I share information. There's a lot of things, strategies that I learned there that you may see as you're following me on the message boards or on iTunes or skiplacore.com that I immediately took action once I got back, right? Just got some great ideas. I put myself in the company of people who are out there doing it. I mean, really taking action with some really creative ideas, and it really, you know, got me going, and I adopted some strategies immediately, right? And what you should take away from that, and you know what I, as I'm thinking about that, is I'm thinking about over all these years, I mean, way back when, how much money that I've spent identifying people who are outstanding in what they do, and then doing whatever it took to get in their company. I mean, the money that I've spent on, you know, the actual seminar itself, that's one investment that you have to make, but it's the time, it's all that travel, you know, the air flight, the hotels, the different expenses, just getting back and forth from the airport, you know, parking your car or getting a ride to the airport, or there's a lot that extra costs that go into it. So it's quite a bit of an investment of time and also money. And I think about how long I've been doing all that. You know, from peak performance, personal development seminars, a lot of money has gone into it. One thing that I enjoy about what we're doing here is that you may not know it, but I'm saving you thousands and thousands of dollars and a lot of time, because here we are, people who think alike, we're going in the same direction. And so when I spent all this money and all this time getting all this information to take, you know, my bodybuilding, my training, my life to the next level, right? I'm sharing all of that with you. I've done it by the examples that I set through, you know, all the writing, all the products that I share, the strategies for success, but also in my thoughts and my actions, everything that you hear in these podcasts, right? So I am giving you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of information that I hope that it's helping, that you can pick up on. You know, let me know. Hey, send me emails. I love the emails that you're enjoying these podcasts. Skip@skiplacour.com. Put your comments below on skiplacour.com. Leave comments on iTunes. Rate it 5 stars. Like, share, retweet. You're really getting the message out, and I really appreciate that. It really helps me help you better because I can be more effective and efficient with my time because I started this podcast, you know, 29 podcasts ago, right? Doing it to one audience. If we keep on sharing and tweeting and you let like-minded people, your friends, know about it, it just grows. So I can invest this hour or so first thing every morning that I dedicate to you in this podcast. I'll be able to share it with more and more people, create value for more and more people. So I appreciate what you're doing and can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my supplement, my bodybuilding supplements, highest quality, most effective sports nutrition. And, you know, you hear me every morning on this podcast, but I'll tell you, that's where the majority of my focus is developing the best supplement company out there. And the reason why I spend all this time with the podcast, on the message boards, on Facebook, all the social media, is to enhance your level of confidence, to bring out your passion and your love, to get you focused in the right direction, to weed through all that what seems like confusing and conflicting information about bodybuilding, training, health, and fitness, right? I give you that mental toughness, that motivation, and then the strategies in the gym and the way you eat so you can put it all together and become the total package, because I know that it doesn't matter how amazing, how outstanding my Mass Machine Nutrition supplements are. If you don't have all this other stuff that I'm supporting you with, you're not going to get the most out of the supplements. So my job as a supplement company owner is I have far, far of a greater responsibility to you than just selling you the supplements. And I take that very seriously. And I will not let you down. But my point is, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. So from that business seminar, I mean, that's what sparked the idea or gave me the, you know, the final push to even connect with you in this manner for this Morning Connection podcast. So that investment that I made of that $7,000 for 3 days, if you're loving this podcast, if you're learning from it, if it's helping you through your journey, you're finding someone who's just like you, kind of with all these people out there in the world, you found somebody you can connect with, you can relate to. It's making your journey a lot easier, a lot more enjoyable. Hey, well, that's an indirect result from my investment of going to that seminar, right? And there are a lot more things that you're getting from all this information over all these years, putting myself in the company of great leaders, some speakers, some motivational speakers, some peak performance coaches maybe weren't all that great. But I'm giving you the best during these podcasts, during my posts, message boards, all those type of things. And so one thing that I always do besides, you know, getting in the company, investing in my knowledge that way, is when I take the time to put myself in that company when I really lock in. I identify people in areas of life that I want to be more like them. And I try to step in their shoes, and when I hear the books they read or the things that they do, I really take notice. And this book, this Checklist Manifesto, was something that was, you know, mentioned. Hey, you got to get this book, not to me, but to the group, right? And I immediately, right there on the laptop, I got the Kindle version and downloaded it. Now, so I suggest that you do the same. So when I take the time to recommend a book, out of all the books and all the material that I've read, it's worth a shot, right? Something that you should at least check out. You know, what does it cost? You know, I don't know how much this checklist manifesto cost as far as the Kindle version or whatever, $15. $15 for a strategy that could take your life to the next level. It isn't like everything that I do works and I just get some tremendous value. But for me, it's just the discipline that I'm willing to step up and do what it takes. That I'm here, I say I want to do it, that I'm willing to try it. So it's for me, a lot of times it's almost a defeat if I put myself in a situation, someone recommends a book, and I don't even order it. Okay, then I've got to read it, and then after I read it, I have to actually, you know, put it into action, right? But that's the first step, all right? So again, through these podcasts, I'm telling you, if we've come together and you appreciate, you can relate, you respect some of the things that I've accomplished and the way I think and take action, I'm telling you, that's how I think. That's how I always take an action. You know, one thing about it is the reason why I became the world's best-known drug-free bodybuilder and a six-time national champion and, you know, through my own marketing efforts, you know, became, you know, known in the industry, the articles and the magazines and all those type of things is because, you know, all that information for years, all I did was process it. How can I be the best drug-free bodybuilder in the world? How can I be a champion? How can I influence others? How can I become a great coach? And how can I make a living and live my life doing what I love to do, right? So all the information, that's all I did. It got processed in that manner and pretty much that manner only, right? But the great thing about it is now that I'm expanding on the quality of my life, I want more out of life. I do. I have all these strategies that are available to me. So whether or not I learned these things like, you know, 10, 15 years ago and I just use them to become a better bodybuilder, I still have them in my head and I still have access to them to become better in those other areas of life. The other thing about for me, and think about this for you, is I gave everything I had to bodybuilding, training, fitness, the areas I just talked about. I can really say on a scale from 1 to 10 that I gave it everything I had, a 10. And again, I've shared with you is that almost to the detriment of the other areas in my life. But one thing I know is I was fearless. I was aggressive. I was consistent. I persevered through all the ups and downs and the pain that went with it. And I can look back very proudly on what I accomplished. I know that I gave it everything I had. So that's great. The challenge now for me is every time I say I want to become great at something else, whether it's Mass Machine Nutrition, whether it's, you know, my family life, whether it's finances, podcast, right? Anything I do now, I am measuring from the standard of everything, how I approach it, everything I went into it that I put into my bodybuilding and training efforts. That's the standard. That was a 10. And I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of things that I say that I want and I sit back and go, if this was your bodybuilding and training career, are you putting in as much effort? Are you being perseverant? Are you persevering through all the challenges? Are you being tenacious? Are you being consistent? Many times, it doesn't match up to that 10. And even if it's like an 8, you know, or a 9, and maybe it's something really good, it's not a 10. And so if I'm ever sitting around wondering, why aren't things working out as quickly as I want them to be or at the levels that I want, I have this barometer, so to speak, of what I put into bodybuilding and training. So if I'm not experiencing the level of success that I want, I don't have anybody to blame except for myself. Now, what can you take away from that? What is it in your life that you, on a scale from 1 to 10, and it's all relative, but to you, that you put, you're great at, you know you're great at, you went through all the challenges, you dedicated your life to it. What is it for you? I ask this question many times to people, and they can't even come up with an answer. Well, I don't know. And I understand usually when they're talking to me, they're looking for guidance in an area of their life that they want to massively improve upon, and that's all they're thinking about. But I don't care who you are, there's something in your life that you're great at, that you put more effort into. And I really, this is very common for me to ask questions, to stimulate thought, for them to even appreciate that and even recognize that. Some people are just so great to their friends, right? Their religion, maybe their work, they're great with people. There's a lot of things that just didn't happen. They put a lot of effort into it. And so so if you're thinking about what is it for you that you can use as your gauge to, for that gut check, am I really putting everything into it? You might ask yourself, what is that one thing that everybody says, oh, Joe or Jane, you're so great at that. How do you do that? You know, boy, I don't know, whatever it is. It's like, I don't know, it could be something like always on time or always coming through. Those things just don't happen. And you may not appreciate all the thought and the effort and the identity that you've created, that you must be on time or you must come through, that other people don't have. And so you may be selling yourself short. So what is that thing that people tell you you're so great at, right? And how do you do it? And you kind of go, golly gee shucks, I don't know. I just do, what, doesn't everybody do this? Why doesn't everybody do it? It's no big deal, right? Don't push that away. Think about what that is for you, because that can be like my bodybuilding and training for me. That can be my gut check, my barometer, if I'm really putting the time, effort, emotion into what I say I want to accomplish. All right. So those are the type of things I put myself in the company, like I did with bodybuilding. When they suggest something, I don't ask, well, I don't know about that. No, I just, they say I do. And so this book, The Checklist Manifesto, was recommended. I immediately went online right there and I ordered it. Now, I want you to get this book. So this will be, if you're trusting what I'm saying to you, if you really believe that I'm looking out for you and I'm giving you, from my heart and my soul, strategies to help you take your life, your emotions to the next level, then we'll see if you make that $14 investment. I don't even know how much it costs, right? I don't even benefit from it, right? So this is my sincere desire to help you. And I'll tell you about this book, and I want you to read it because the concept is so simple, but the way the guy took the time to explain it, it really is powerful to me. And you know, it's basically, he talks about how checklists. Now, I know people say, oh, checklist, that's so simple. You know, write out this, write out this, write out that. You know, it becomes mundane, right? I know what to do. I know what it takes to be great. When I go to the gym or at work. But here's the challenge. He talked about that's what started in the aviation business, right? Because they would have situations, mechanical failure, and they had to have this system. And usually they found out when there was these failures and crashes with the flights that with so many things going on, the pilots missed some little step along the way, some little checklist item, right? And they expanded that, not just for takeoff, and you hear that, da-da-da, check, check, check. You've heard those sound clips of a pilot, you know, about to, take off on a flight, right? But they expanded it to landing, through procedures when, I don't know, there's turbulence. Everything is through a checklist system. Okay, there's turbulence, do this, and do this. Because what they found is that as everything is going normally, or they lose the appreciation for it, right, that critical steps would be missed. They either forgot or took it for granted or didn't see its importance at that particular time. Or somewhere along the line they knew it was important, but they'd missed the one little step in this checklist. Then they, you know, in this book, they talk about in the medical industry where it was the same little checklist systems. You have these doctors coming in and whatever. And when they just created these, what you may think or I may think are just these mundane, I already know all that, these checklists, they were less likely to skip these little steps in these operations and procedures. And they, when they implemented these checklists, like infection rates or deaths, I mean, just went down dramatically, just because of these checklist systems. And they even allowed the nurses to make sure that the doctors were checking it off and not taking it for granted. But I want you to read the book to explain it in a little bit more detail, sell you on these ideas of checklists, because it did really sell me on where I can become more productive and more efficient in my life by creating these checklists in all areas of my life. Now, again, I brought up the thing about bodybuilding is, you know, the one thing that I know I put in the total effort, 10, and so I can measure everything else I do in life based on that, right? And so what I did, and I thought about, when it came to bodybuilding, I made these checklists, right? So I pulled this up for you guys, and I'll post this on bodybuilding.com, on skiplacour.com under this podcast, is I pulled out a couple lists that I always did before all my workouts, right? And now they're in my subconscious mind, but you know, it's you having this checklist in it. And so number one was, I will build upon my outstanding training habits by improving my form and range of motion while still lifting heavy weight. I will achieve these ambitious goals by taking my training performance to an entirely new level, paying meticulous attention to my nutritional habits, implementing effective, efficient cardiovascular training, and mastering my emotional state on a consistent basis. That was number two. Number three, I will arrive to the gym on time in a peak state and expecting to have an outstanding workout. Four, I will pre-frame and plan what it will take to have an outstanding workout, and I identify the challenges I must overcome. All right. And so I have 13 of them, just boom, boom, checklist. And I thought, wow, this is what that book talks about, because, you know, all of these things, you go to the gym, some of them you may do, some of them you may not do, even without writing it down, without having a checklist. But just think how if you just pre-framed, you had this checklist that you went over and you were to just see if you did that, you thought about it after the workout. Now, what investment of time would that take? What, 30 seconds before and 30 seconds after, right? But it would reinforce all the things you did well for your workout, and it would, you know, give you a kick in the butt if afterwards you didn't do those things. Now, a week of workouts go by, a month of workouts go by with these checklists, how much more effective and efficient and productive would you be in the gym with that checklist? Then I pulled up, if you look on YouTube, you'll see I did this training series with Tyrus Reed. And so he created a checklist at that time, you know, of the things that he needs to do to have the physique when training. So, you know, and these are listed. I ate the right foods, the right amounts, ate my meals on time, so that I have the strength to train hard and recover fully from my workout. Number two, I was well rested enough to have 100% of my physical energy to devote to my training session. Number three, I managed my personal affairs and my work life well enough so that I gave 100% of my mental focus and emotional energy into my training session. All right. And so he has 10 of them listed. And again, I'll post these for you. Now, how can you stray too far from what you deem to be the things that you need to do, your standards every single day, by reviewing your checklist in the gym before you start and afterwards? Now, don't think about this, the benefit of that one workout. Think about this, what this will create over time. 3 months of taking this checklist approach, 6 months, a year, all the things you'll remember to do, you'll focus on. I just think that, again, this is something that I did before reading this book that was massively productive for me. I passed along to Tyrus, and you know, he created his list. So that's something for you to try. But again, in these podcasts, what I want to always do is I want to take the lessons that we learn in the gym and become more than muscles? How can we take this into other areas of life? And so, you know, I'm really hot on now finishing this book to create these checklists in all areas of my life, from, I don't know, like a podcast like this one, to accounting, to business phone calls that I make, even getting up in the morning so I'm in a peak state and ready to go, ready to focus on the right things. Now, you know, obviously, without writing things down or creating a checklist, I am moving somewhat in the right direction, right? You know, you're probably somewhat successful. But there are things that maybe, if you were just to take the time and think about and write down, when you are at your best, what are the things that you actually do? All right? What will that investment of time that you take, and then just working off a checklist like we talked about in the gym? I'll give you an example, like just doing this podcast in the morning. So here we are at Morning Connection Podcast number 29. But I think you know that I've done hundreds of podcasts in the past. And so I probably developed, you know, some good habits, probably some habits that aren't so great. And maybe I realize them and I keep on doing them. Maybe I don't realize them. Have I really created a checklist, or am I just going and hoping for the best, right? And I know that for some people, it's like, oh, all this talk. Just do. Don't talk so much. But it's about picking your brain. It's getting the most out of yourself. It's pushing yourself to think more, to perform at a higher level, constantly pushing yourself, looking for that one distinction, that one strategy, that one new approach that's going to take you to the next level. Here's the thing is, if you can figure out all those things, like just, and I'm using this as an example with the podcast, I use the example of the gyms, and you get it, you write them down, and then you have them in front of you. You know, how much more productive and efficient. I'm taking the time to do this podcast for you. What if I learn what it takes to just take to the highest level and just check, so I make sure I maintain that level all the time? I don't skip steps like, you know, they did for these pilots, and they killed people because they skipped steps flying planes. Or when it was time, there was some emergency, and there's a certain procedure on how to handle, like, for example, when there's turbulence, and they didn't have a checklist of what to do, and so they may have skipped steps, caused deaths, right? Or these doctors, you know, in the hospital room, they caused infection and later deaths because they just skipped simple steps along the way that they knew, but they just took for granted. So I'm just using this podcast, something simple, to give you an example of what I talk about. So I just kind of created some things, is that, you know, get in a peak state. There are times when I've done this podcast, you know, over these 29 times, where I'm in a better state than others. And maybe you've noticed that, right? You know, what did I do when I was in that peak state? Sometimes did I just roll out of bed? Or did I move around? Did I do some breathing exercises? Did I have one cup of coffee or two cups of coffee? But, you know, as with anything in life, whether it's your training performance or your podcast performance, you know, it's going to vary. But what if you found the strategies that you need to do to be your best, and then you just check them off? Here's another one that, you know, I've noticed, is that, you know, in the morning you wake up, I roll pretty much out of bed, 5 o'clock, I start preparing this for you guys, right? Sometimes I've noticed that just things like clearing out my nasal passages is totally 100% taking the time to do that. Sometimes I don't do this, and later on I'll be listening to the podcast, and I'll notice a different sound quality to my voice. It's maybe a little bit more nasally, just because I skipped that step of totally clearing my nasal passages. You may have heard sometimes where, like, I start coughing because, you know, my throat gets really dry, and then I really have to cough it out. There's no way around it. Where if I would have just had a glass of water sitting beside me, I could have just taken the drink and continued on the podcast instead of talking like a frog for the next 30 seconds and then clearing my throat. Just a simple checklist thing by, like, having a glass of water. Now, I know these things seem simple, right? And I'm just using it, this as an example. As I give you this example of these podcasts, I want you to think about what you can do it in the in your life, right? What can you do it in different areas of your life so you can be outstanding every time? They don't have to think about it. You don't have to leave all these steps to chance, all right? So just having water there. Sound check. Believe it or not, in these 29 Morning Connection podcasts, there are times where I record it, whether 5 minutes or the whole thing. And I'm kind of looking at my sound system here, and it seems to be a little awry. I do the thing, and there's clicks. The sound quality didn't go off. So I do a series of sound checks. And sometimes, even after the sound checks, I still have that problem. So I just spent a half an hour, 40 minutes, really giving my all on a podcast. And then the quality, this happened at least twice. This happened to me many times over the hundreds of podcasts that I've done. So it's a simple thing like the checking, doing the sound check. Now, I felt the pain of having to do that many times, so that's something I never forget because of that pain. But, you know, that's part of the checklist. There's things that I always want to do. I always want to thank you for supporting me and all the people out there listening to this podcast. So making sure I do that. Encouraging you to share and retweet and leave your comments. Always make sure I do that. Thank you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. I want to always explain to you why you want to make this a ritual, how this is the best investment of time that you can make, and let you know that's a safe place for you to go. And then afterwards, just make it a point while I'm driving, you know, this is 20 minutes, a half an hour, this one's going a little bit longer, just to take the time to listen so I can critique my performance so, you know, I can take what I do to the next level. So make sure I listen to every podcast during my day. I could do it while I'm walking my dog or doing cardio or whatever. It's the best investment I can make. Now, so I just listed 11 things just for this podcast. And again, I'm just using this as an example. If I were just to do these things every single time, that would make sure that the quality of the podcast, before I even say something amazing and brilliant that just changes your perspective on life and makes you feel great about yourself, just those things on a checklist, right? Where can you do that in your life? I can do social media, accounting, business phone calls, like I said, getting up in the morning. I have a ritual that I do, and I know after all these years, with all the help that I've got over the years from coaching and advisors about what I need to do, what the checklist I need to do every single morning to be excited, to be passionate, to be focused in the direction where I want to go. All right, so checklist. Again, resist the judgment that, Jesus Christ, this guy, checklist, he's beating things to death, minutia. I understand that. And trust me, there are a lot of things that I've done that were not good ideas, right? That really weren't helpful as somebody's suggestion. And for me, it wasn't effective. There are strategies that may or may not have been effective, but I just didn't follow through on a consistent basis to give them a shot. So if I'm passing along a strategy to you, it's something that I definitely feel is worth shooting for. It's definitely worth you trying, all right? So tell me, give me your feedback. Tell me maybe some areas of your life that you would like to create this checklist. Maybe I can help you out there. Talk about it a little bit more. Answer your questions. Send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. And again, go to bodybuilding.com, my thread. Go to skiplacour.com under this podcast. And those checklists, so to speak, for my training habits and for Tyrus Reed's training habits, you'll see them posted there. So thanks for joining this Morning Connection podcast, and I will connect again with you tomorrow. Have a great day.